honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. We are going to be talking about the new nutritional label, hits and misses, with the fantastic Ashley Koff, who only hits and never misses. Hello, Ashley. Welcome back.
Hi. I wish that were true. but thank you.
It is around. In my eyes, it is always true. All right, Ashley, let's jump in because, yeah, you know, we need to know what the heck is going on in our food. And
sure,
People are excited, but I'm sure there's some downfall. So just fill us in.
Well, the first downfall is, like, this is set to be on packages by 2018. So, you know, we need solutions now. And I'm a total realist. And, you know, I want people to have time for compliance. But let's not get super excited. And I think the other part about it is that there are companies that, if you don't, I think it's up to about, I can't remember, 10 million. But depending on your dollar value is for your what you're spending, you also may be able to not make these changes for a longer period of time. So that said, there are some changes being made. One of the things is to make calories, you know, super bold so that we can see that number. So it's no longer like, oh, I just didn't see that there were 500 calories, you know, that I was eating on that bag of chips. The other thing is that so larger type serving sizes are being updated. I'll talk about that on the misses part also, but that is a pro because some of the serving sizes just do not reflect what we're eating and they're confusing. One of the biggest changes that's getting the most publicity is that we have now added a column for added sugars. And I think that's really helpful. You know, we have so many people that or people talking to me especially about, you know, gosh, I don't understand how I can figure out like what's sugar that is actually in the food, i.e. a fruit, or what is an added sugar. And so I think that that's a really key thing. There's also a change in the nutrients that are required, which means that instead of seeing vitamin A and vitamin C, which really we don't have issues with, we are seeing nutrients, calcium, vitamin D, iron, potassium listed on there, and the actual amounts are being listed, and so that will be helpful. And then the footnote about the daily value is being updated and also being made bigger. So let's start right there. The daily value, the percent daily value on the label is just such a waste of space. So, you know, we're not following a 2,000 calorie diet for everyone. It's not even the recommendation for everyone, which I'll come to calories in a second. But the fact that we're putting a lot of attention to how to use that on there, like, you know, it's a chapter in nutrition school on how to use the daily value. And so I don't think that having it a little bit bigger or potentially better explained that's really going to be helpful or healthful. Calories also, you have me on all the time talking about how calories do not, just looking at the calorie number, no matter how big we make this, does not actually help somebody make a better decision because it's really the quality of the calories. And so that would bring us down to, you know, looking at things like the fat, the protein, the carbohydrates, and then these nutrients that we were just talking about. So another thing you've heard me talk about on this show is, like, I absolutely love calcium. We definitely need to be getting calcium, but we have to get magnesium. And so it just frustrates me so much that we have a real recognized deficiency and need for magnesium in our diet, and or consuming it supplementally, and we're showing, and calcium and magnesium work in opposition to each other. So now we're showing calcium on here, but we're not highlighting magnesium. Another piece about the nutrients required on there is you can see the nutrients, but you don't know if they're coming from the food or if somebody's just dumped in the fortification of calcium or iron or vitamin D. So it may make the product look very healthy for you, but it's actually being fortified and added to something that it wouldn't originally have been in. So I think that's another key piece. With the added sugars,
Ashley, remember, I want to ask you about the sugar.
Let's go right there.
Okay, yeah. So I love coconut milk. Now, coconut milk is sweet naturally, right? Okay, so I found this product that I love. It's like free of like the 8 most common allergens. It's this little ball of coconut milk ice cream. It's got real blueberries on the outside. I mean, the thing is amazing. I don't know the brand, but I'm just in love. And they're awesome. It's 6 grams of sugar for one, which is pretty good because you can cut it up.
We'll get to that serving size comment in a second, but carry on.
Okay, so for something like that, because the coconut milk is sweet. sweet, but then there's chocolate. One of them has chocolate on the outside. Would that added sugar not count the sugar in the coconut milk? I'm just trying to figure this out.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nice.
So what you have to understand is coconut, so the milky part, so coconut milk is made by the milk that's inside of the coconut, as well as some of that leftover water and some of the fat. So whatever is inherent in that, but let's say there are some companies that may use a coconut meat powder and then add sugar to it. And if they did that, then that would actually, then the added sugar would be reflected. So I'll give you the example with cacao. Cacao has no sugar in it. Acai has no sugar in it. But when you make acai into a beverage, you're going to add sugar. Now, you have to add sugar if you want it to be something that is remotely palatable. 100% bitter chocolate is not what most people want, or raw cacao. And so I'm not against the added sugar, but now we're actually going to count that added sugar. Probably the easiest example for people to relate to, though, is actually yogurt, because milk is a sugar. And so for a long time, people have tried now to look for 0 grams of sugar in their yogurt. And you're like, wait a second, that can't exist. The lowest you can get down is really what we see in Greek yogurt, which is about that 7 or 8 grams per that 6 ounce serving. And that's because that's the milk sugar that's associated. Now, what you don't see on here is you might see a big fat zero by added sugar, but where could the sweet, but you'd be like, this product is awesome. It tastes so delicious, sweet, like amazing. And you turn around and it's got, you know, Splenda or other artificial sweeteners in there. So remember, we got a win with the added sugar being marked. We definitely didn't get a win with artificial sugars or sugar alcohols. Those are not showing up on there. And then I want to comment on the serving size for a second, because what we actually did here is so antithetical to where we need to go in the country. We're trying to tell people to eat less. So the comment is, and I'm the first to say it's really frustrating if you grab a bottle of juice and it says serving size is 1.5, and you're like, but I'm going to drink the bottle, and maybe it's 1.3,
exactly.
And you're like, how much is that third on there? So now the serving size will be 1, and you know, I think that's a really fair point to be able to say that part. However, what we have in other things is you have, for example, they upgraded from ice cream. Instead of it being half of a cup, the serving size is now 2/3 of a cup, and on some other foods like that. And it's basically just saying, like, so what it is it's like, let's get a reality check. Nobody eats half a cup. Well, the point there isn't to make it 2/3 of a cup. It's to make products that are either half of a cup as a single serve and make that be what you have, or to teach America what half of a cup is. In my opinion, it's kind of like in the clothing industry where people got upset that they were a size 10 or a size 12, and so we made bigger size. We made size 10s today that are actually what they were size 12s, you know, 10 years ago. So I think we have to be careful with the serving size reality comment being something that we still need to educate people about what proper portion sizes are.
I think so too, because I have to say, I mean, I'll look at some portion sizes on things, and I try, you know, I eat really carefully, but I'm like, holy cow, that would feed like a mouse. I mean,
right. And then on the flip side, remember with the calorie part, you know, I still like, this is going to be even a harder thing for myself as a practitioner, because somebody is going to see the tablespoon of peanut butter, or the 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, and be like, holy cow, that's, you know, 150 calories. And then they'll see like the PB fit or the defatted, you know, peanut butter powder and say, oh, that's great. That has like 40 calories. I don't know those. I'm just using arbitrary numbers.
Yes.
But the reality there is like your peanut butter is meant to give you the fat. So your avocado, your guacamole is meant to give you the fat. So, you know, with calories, what we don't want to do is now just turn around and say, oh, okay, if it doesn't say 100 calories, then I'm not going to purchase it. But on the flip side, you know, so we need to make sure we're still coming back to what's the quality of the calorie. We've got to get magnesium in there. Yeah,
we do. I swear it goes so fast. Everybody should check out Ashley's fantastic website. You want to go to ashleycoffapproved.com, where you can learn all about being a qualitarian. And you can also follow her on Twitter, which I highly recommend, @AshleyCoff. I want to thank you all for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Read those labels carefully. Make sure you know if you're drinking 1 or 2 serving sizes on those drinks. Take care and stay well.